probably the most important air power development since the war began is a long-range fighter plane, the Mustangs, Lightnings, and Thunderbolts that have been escorting big bombers everywhere in Europe. Here's a man who's been flying those long missions, Lieutenant Colonel Alvin C. Gillen, 2nd of Columbus, Georgia. What were you flying, Colonel?
A Mustang, a P-51.
Well, what was the longest flight you ever made?
Well, I've been over the oil fields of Ploiești, Romania, 4 times, and I've been to Vienna, Austria, Toulon, France, and Bucharest, Romania.
Oh, where was your base?
At Foggia in southeastern Italy. We moved down there after the beachhead was established at Anzio. We had to cover that first.
Oh, yes. I want to ask some questions about that a little later. But first, how about these long flights? What impressed you most?
By the time we got back from each flight, the thing that had impressed me the most was the seat. We were off in the air for 6 hours at a time. Otherwise, I guess the most impressive thing was the German flak. Around places like Ploiești and Vienna, it was so thick you could walk on it.
Well, Colonel, just how can you stretch the range of a little fighter like the P-51 so that it will cover so much territory?
Well, we use belly tanks for extra gas and drop them as soon as they're empty.
And you still have enough left for a fight if necessary, huh?
Oh, sure. And incidentally, the P-51's one of the sweetest fighters in the air and one of the toughest. One time over Toulon, I got a burst of flak in my motor. All the way home, I thought it would conk out any minute, but it never did.
Well, Colonel, on an average long-range mission, about how many fighters would you have?
Well, I could hardly tell you that, but I can say that we're flying P-51s. We always felt that we could take on just about any force the Jerry's cared to send up. We had 15 or 20.
Well, did you run into very much fighter opposition?
It was spotty, sometimes very light and sometimes plenty thick. Before we left the base, each of us would put a couple of dollars in a pot to be given to the highest scoring team when we got back.
Well, we mentioned the Anzio beachhead a while ago. I suppose that was the most exciting job you've ever had, wasn't it?
In some ways. Mostly it was hard work.
Well, Colonel Gillen was in command of the only planes that operated from the beachhead when it was the most heavily bombarded spot in the world. What was your assignment?
We had to be ready all the time to intercept any German planes that came over. We flew right off the beaches within artillery range of the Germans.
Well, that must have been a nice, restful experience.
Well, we didn't get much sleep, but then neither did anyone else. I'm grateful for the experience, though, because it opened my eyes to the hardships the infantry has to put up with and fight through. We usually have it pretty easy at our bases, and we seldom get a chance to see foot soldiers in their foxholes, always wet and dirty and always under fire. Gave us all the respect in the world for the plain GI.
Did you get very much action at Anzio?
Plenty, usually about 3 combat missions a day. We were flying British Spitfires in. The Germans were sending over the best they had. It was our job to keep them away from the beaches where our ships were unloading constantly. It was lively enough, all right. I flew practically 2/3 of my 90 missions while I was there.
Well, now, after 13 months abroad, I suppose it's pretty good to get back with your wife and daughter for a while.
Wonderful.
Well, I return you now to Admiral in New York.
In Montana, Major General Louis B. Hershey, the National Selective Service Director, has expressed the belief that all eligible high school boys in the nation will eventually be in the armed services, regardless of whether or not the war with Germany is ended. General Hershey told a news conference, "I can't speak for the Navy or War Department, but in my opinion, the high school youth of America who are militarily acceptable will see service in the armed forces after the war in Europe is cleaned up. There are a lot of doughboys and other American soldiers who've been in this thing for 4 years. I think, said Hershey, they'll be waiting to come back home." The general said there is little prospect of a rapid demobilization. It took 30 months at 1,000 men an hour to go from a little over 1 million men to a striking force of 11 million. Demobilization will be slow. And now once again, here is Warren Sweeney with a word from Admiral.
During the 7 years before Pearl Harbor, Admiral Corporation advanced from 52nd to 4th place in the production of radios for the home. That's a typically American success story with a surprisingly simple formula. Admiral has always given the buying public just what it wanted. When people complained about unsightly aerial and ground wires, Admiral designed a built-in aeroscope. When more convenient tuning was desired, Admiral originated tilt tuning with a soft glow dial. Easy to read, standing or sitting. When radio phonographs gained popularity, Admiral gave America a dependable, trouble-free, inexpensive automatic record changer. Again, the response was so great that Admiral soon became the world's largest manufacturer of radio phonographs with automatic record changers. In supporting America's war effort, Admiral has led in research on radio, radar, communications equipment, and television. So, when America's enemies have surrendered, Admiral will give you just what you'll be wanting in your next radio or television receiver. You can always expect the best of everything from Admiral. The Fifth War Loan has drawn to a successful close, but the need for all of us to buy war bonds, more and more of them, has not ended. Our boys in Italy, Normandy, and the Pacific need your help today just as badly as they did last week or last month. Remember, too, the road to post-war financial security for you is paved with war bonds. So, if for no other reason than its personal advantage to you and your family, buy all the war bonds you possibly can. World News Today is brought to you each Sunday at this hour by Admiral Corporation, makers of Admiral Radio, America's Smart Set, and post-war makers of Admiral Refrigerators, Admiral Home Freezers, Admiral Electric Ranges. Be sure to listen again next Sunday when Admiral brings you World News Today by shortwave, direct from leading news centers of the world. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WBBM, Chicago.